Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Ben, giving you the most recent updates on the Luigi Mangione arrest and what is sure to be murder prosecution related to the killing of United Healthcare CEO last week. Thank you to Joanna from Madison and, let's see, Wes from Middleton for correcting my flub on the air. Because we've been airing some sound between Chris Cuomo, formerly of CNN, now at News Nation, and Mr. Mangione's attorney, one Thomas Dickey. Mr. Thomas Dickey, Esquire, from Altoona, Pennsylvania. It was an interesting interview with Andrew Cuomo. I think the interviews have been overall interesting with Mr. Dickey. But take a listen to this back and forth. There's a number of cuts that Cardi's going to run. Just run them all back to back, my friend. Just everybody take a listen, and then I'm going to give you my take on attorney Thomas Dickey.
In terms of developing why he would not be responsible, what understanding do you have about this quiet period that this guy had where nobody could get in touch with him after his surgery, where people were worried about him, that led his family to report him missing? What do you know about that period?
I know nothing about that, Chris, so I wouldn't comment on that, and I would only be speculating, and I don't even know what's out there. You know, if I disappoint you, I'm sorry and too bad. I've been involved in this case for, you know, probably less than, 12 hours now, and as a lawyer should do, is I got to look at evidence, and, you know, I'm not going to go by conjecture and opinions and speculation, what people think. We as lawyers look at evidence. So, today, tomorrow will be another day, and we're gonna start looking into that.
Have you had a chance to speak to your client?
I have.
And how did you meet him in terms of his demeanor and disposition towards this?
As I told everybody today, Chris, my idea was to develop a relationship, a bond, so to speak, an attorney-client relationship. Where I want to have him have trust and faith in me and vice versa. And so I thought that we accomplished that today and that in the short time we've had together.
That's why I asked you, did he ask you to express anything to the rest of us? Not did he tell you a secret that you feel like sharing?
Well, no. If you ask me what he asked me, that is a conversation we've had, and I think that's attorney-client privilege, and I'm not going to touch that. In all due respect,
that's not what I'm asking. How did you assess him in terms of, does he seem okay to you? Did he seem healthy? Did he seem able to focus and understand you? Did he seem balanced?
Well, I think he made some knowing decisions today when we decided that we're challenging this extradition. I don't make those evaluations necessarily at this level. And so he seemed to understand my questions. He seemed to be able to interact with me. And so I was pleased with that.
So this is a fascinating back and forth. Cuomo was basically just trying to ask the lawyer, hey, did your client have anything that he wanted you to tell the American public on his behalf? Right? Like, that was the question. And the guy keeps, well, that's attorney-client communicate. No, not if your client told you to tell the American public X, Y, and Z. So that's weird. And this whole, like, well, I'm a lawyer and we look at evidence, and I'm sorry if I can't give you more, but that's your problem. Like, no kidding, lawyers look at evidence. What are you doing the interview for if you have absolutely nothing to share other than I just got hired and know nothing about this and have had a conversation that I can't tell you anything about other than the fact that my client was conscious and could speak words? Like, that is basically the entire upshot of Chris Cuomo's interview with Thomas Dickey. So, y'all, because, again, I like to do the legwork for you as your lawyer and economist friend on the radio that does not dispense legal advice. I went on to Google Earth and looked up Mr. Thomas Dickey's office. Now, a lawyer's office does not necessarily equate to the seriousness or the gravitas of the lawyer or the breadth of their experience, certainly. But it's like a one-story 1970s cheapo construction in a semi-residential neighborhood-y sort of strip mall joint. I got to tell you, if I was the most wanted man in America for 5 days, was now facing extradition and potential murder charges, I probably wouldn't be hiring the guy from the strip mall, especially if my parents were extremely wealthy, politically connected people. I just think it's weird. Thomas Dickey from Altoona, Pennsylvania, with a tiny little law practice, is who this guy has hired. Now, maybe Mr. Dickey's just hiring, has been hired just for the extradition or just for these couple of hearings, but Mr. Dickey's sure making hay while the sun shines, taking all these interviews. I mean, that's a PR point that I will share with you. If you ever should find yourself in a position where you've been charged with a serious crime, you might want to consider telling your lawyer, if they're not, you know, prime time ready, that they do not have your permission to speak with the media, because I don't think Mr. Dickey is doing his client any favors. I don't know about y'all. My Cousin Vinny-esque. Oh my gosh, a texter just said that very thing from the 262. My Cousin Vinny comes to mind. Thank you, texter. Great minds think alike. And Ben Braffman, who's a very prominent criminal defense lawyer in New York, whose clients have included Sean Combs, Harvey Weinstein, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, said Wednesday that the police had amassed an overwhelming amount of evidence. This was rather a brazen act of violence, given that there doesn't seem to be an inch of Manhattan that isn't covered in video recording devices. It's hard to explain away what happened. Yeah. Now, Mr. Braffman points out what the point is here. Most people, when questioned about this issue, will say, yeah, I dealt with the healthcare industry and I wasn't happy about it. But those folks didn't go out and shoot the head of a health insurance company, did they? We come back. I want to hear from you. Have you broken up with a friend, a family member, or a romantic partner because of politics? I've got some interesting statistics to share with you about the state of dating in America, and especially the state of marriages and dating in the state of Wisconsin following Donald Trump's re-election last month. Don't miss this. You're going to want to keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us. 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. Your stories of loved, lost, and maybe found again are up next.